WTAW News Time is 6:04. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A homeless woman is accused of Brian's second murder in as many weeks. Police say a domestic dispute led 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins to stab 40-year-old Stephen Shivers in his home, located near West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Police have not released what was behind the dispute, who reported the death, and how they found Jenkins outside the city limits at an undisclosed location. Last month, the Bryan City Council voted 4-3 to give an additional $96,000 to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tomorrow, the council considers a request from CVB President Shannon Overby to keep the original funding agreement.
We want to make sure that we do our due diligence and just don't take extra money just to have extra money and just to spend it. We want to make sure that we collaborate with our partners and with our sales team and make sure that we do identify the right areas in which to market and use those extra funds.
Overby says if council is still interested in giving the CVB more money, they will bring back an amended marketing plan and budget. Brazos County commissioners could vote tomorrow morning whether to close two railroad crossings near Welburn.
The county and Union Pacific has held or participated in three public hearings over the last month on a proposal to close crossings at Straub and Wade Roads. That's in exchange for the railroad building a crossing at Greens Prairie Trail. That would extend GPT from Welburn west to IGM. The Texas Department of Transportation has also pledged support to improve the intersection of Welburn and Greens Prairie Trail. Union Pacific's legal department's already approved the contract the county will consider. Straub and Wade Road crossings would not close until Greens Prairie Trail is open. County Judge Dwayne Peters previously said negotiations to acquire the land for extending Greens Prairie Trail would not start until the Union Pacific contract's approved. The agenda for tomorrow morning's meeting calls for discussion and a possible vote. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The president's call for giving students 2 years of community college education at no charge leaves a lot of questions. Blinn College spokesman Richard Bray says they're pleased the White House recognizes the contributions that community colleges make.
Even if it's outside of the box, thinking any kind of idea that comes forward that suggests ways in which we can make community college education or just higher education in general available to the community, we're interested in that. We want to get people that opportunity to find career advancement.
The White House estimates the cost at $60 billion over 10 years, which doesn't include state funding. The new congressional session has several partisan battles underway. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is among supporters calling on the president to raise the minimum number of hours to qualify for Obamacare and approve the Keystone XL pipeline.
You know, he professes he has this compassion for the middle class and for the economic plight that he's put them in. If he really did, then he would sign these bills. He wouldn't veto these bills. Because when he sees hardworking American families whose incomes have gone sideways over the last 6 years and whose costs have gone up.
Flores says his gut feeling is that the Senate will have enough votes to override the veto on the pipeline because of pressure Democrats will get from unions who want jobs. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 44 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Plan your wedding in a day at the 2015 Spring Bridal Show and benefit Sunday, February 8th at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Visit over 90 booths with local wedding professionals offering everything you'll need to plan your perfect day. Tickets are $20 at the door or $15 in advance online at babv.org. Purchase your tickets today and double your odds of winning the $1,000 wedding shopping spree. Proceeds benefit the Pink Alliance, so log on now to babv.org and we'll see you Sunday, February 8th at the Bridal Show. That's babv.org.
It's about 10 after. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody.
There is a fog this morning. Otherwise, we'll have a cloudy day with temperatures close to 50 this afternoon. Clouds linger across the area tonight. There's the risk of a shower or two. Overnight lows 35 to 40. Remaining cloudy tomorrow with chance of a shower. Cooler. Highs tomorrow afternoon only around 45. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 30 to 35. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Temperatures on Wednesday around 45 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your WTAW sports here in just a little bit with A&M men's basketball running Kentucky, who's number one in the country, to double overtime. The ladies took on LSU and walked out with a win. And karma for the Dallas Cowboys. All that and more.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I will come across the hall.
I'm just saying.
I will come across the hall.
Just saying.
All of that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you, assuming Scott makes it till then at 6:50.
Well, we've got an Oscar Mayer story, speaking of the Cowboys later. So
you better stop it.
Yeah. And we'll also
be on you like cheap on Kmart in a minute.
There you are. Well, huh? I don't know what that means.
Have you never heard that before?
I've never heard of
I'm
that
I'm going to be
before.
On you like cheap on Kmart.
It's the black and blue light special.
My goodness. And we'll also give you television alternatives if you don't want to watch that
little football game.
Stupid football game tonight that everybody's already talked about, then we have an opportunity for you that you can watch other things, just letting you know. 14th annual No Pants Subway ride took place yesterday.
Oh.
Woohoo!
Apparently people weren't shy to join in.
And me without a Subway.
Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with the sandwich either. The yearly tradition was started by a comedy improv group Everywhere in 2002 in New York. Since grown into a global tradition.
Yeah, improv everywhere is pretty good.
Okay. Last year, over 25 countries saw participants flood the subway cars and happily shed their trousers. Hope they used good judgment, if you know what I mean. Doesn't need to be, you know, offensive.
Gives a whole new meaning to what your mom told you, though.
What's that? Keep your
make sure you got
clean
underwear.
Make your underwear. So, kind of interesting. A man in Australia pulled over by police for driving unlicensed on a motorized vehicle. Man had received a warning from police earlier in the day that his vehicle was not roadworthy when he was found driving around a shopping center parking lot. The second time they stopped him, they found that not only was he still on that same vehicle, which was not roadworthy, he didn't even have a valid license to drive it. A motorized beer cooler. Police said the flatbed truck, they called a flatbed truck to pick the beer cooler up and haul it away so that he couldn't do it again.
But was he
drunk in public? I don't think so. But, you know,
it's a beer cooler.
But we had a guy here, right, who came up with some sort of a motorized beer cooler and put it on YouTube.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Well, this may have been one of his products that had made it all the way to Australia. I mean, I don't know. We'll look for video and see.
Big
that's
import
the case.
Export business here from Aguilera.
Yeah. Well, the cans of beer are bigger over there, though. I'm not sure that would work.
I don't think they're all bigger.
Oh, okay. It's just the ones that they bring over here to us. Okay.
Falling off this wagon could be dangerous.
Oh yeah. Very nice.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's the 12th of January. We got 350 of them go. It's National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Oh, that's fun.
Now, if you have a desk, you know, in a common area, for instance, if you're in a cubicle farm, I mean, first, does anybody notice? Secondly, if this is something that really takes some planning and effort on your part, will anybody come by and pat you on the back because you cleaned up your desk? And then understand that today is National Clean Off Your Desk Day. Make note the next time you need to clean off your desk and how long it took for you to get from a clean desk to needing to do that again.
You could help out your coworker by just laying your forearm on their desk and swiping to one side or the other.
That would work.
Yes.
But again, you probably need to ask permission.
I don't know. It depends on how messy their desk is.
Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day. I have no idea what that means.
Huh?
Sounds intriguing.
Yeah, I'm digging on that one.
Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day. And again, my thought is that there are probably only certain areas where you do that. Is there like a kit that you can buy that has, you know, the appropriate tablecloths or bannerage or things like that that you'd need to help celebrate it? finding anything? Did you bang away slowly?
On the website gonetopot.com.
Okay.
With a few errant dashes. The origin of this holiday, our research did not find the creator or the origin. It's possible this holiday may have been created by the greeting card industry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes when you go into the cardatorium, you look for those little categories that are sticking out, you know, to help you find exactly what you're looking for.
This is a chance for women to catcall the men, basically.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's also National Pharmacist Day. So there you are. And we got birthdays, too.
Naya Rivera from Glee is 28. Melanie Chisholm, a.k.a. Mel C., or Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls, is 41. Heather Mills McCartney is rich and 47. Country singer Keith Anderson is 47. Vendela, the supermodel from Sweden, is 48. Rob Zombie is 50. Chocolate Thunder. Dominique Wilkins, 55. Oliver Platt from Lake Placid, 55. Howard Stern is 61 today. Country singer Ricky Van Shelton, 63. Kirstie Alley is 64. Rush Limbaugh celebrating his birthday today. It's 64. And he shares his birthday with the amazing Kreskin, who is 80, and country legend Ray Price, who is 89.
No, he's not.
Not anymore.
He's room temperature.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, he'd be room temperature. You probably saw her on TV a lot over the week, and Christiane Amanpour, 57 today, probably working on her birthday. William Lee Golden, the mountain man dude from the Oak Ridge Boys, 76. If I said Louis Renoir, would you know who that is?
Renoir?
No.
Yeah, it's not that one.
Oh.
Not that Renoir. Won back-to-back Oscars in the 1930s. Just saying. So you wouldn't have known, right?
No.
Died on the last day of the year, as a matter of fact. He was 105.
Wow.
So, yeah, no kidding. And we baked a birthday cake for Hal the Computer. All he has to do is blow the candles out.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's right. Big setup. Hal is 23.
Hal's 23
Hal's
today?
Hal's 23. Just letting you know. All right.
I bet you Hal could blow out the birthday candles.
Well, maybe so. Maybe he has a little air puffer now. It's 6:17.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president goes to Phoenix, Arizona, where he gives a speech on his new housing proposals. Minutes away from the high school where Obama delivers the speech was the infamous VA clinic where 40 brave veterans died while waiting for care. Now, the president's motorcade, guess what, drove right past the facility. Did they stop? Nope. In fact, Obama has not bothered to visit any of the VA facilities since the scandal surfaced months ago. This is not the first time the president has chosen to ignore some of America's most pressing problems. When thousands of immigrant children were flooding into Texas, Obama made nearby appearances at fundraisers, but guess what? He couldn't be bothered to visit the border. Remember that? He claimed he was not interested in photo ops. All about appearances, rhetoric, hope and change, speeches, but lacking any real substance.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
News Talk 1620, WTAW is 620 out there. It's finally stopped precipitating. don't know. I got about an inch at my place.
Oh, goodness.
Well, there were others. Generally, the rainfall around Brazos County was about 1.4. Burleson County, Caldwell, got 4 inches of rain. 4 inches of rain. But it was just kind of dank. I mean, you know, if you didn't have to be out, there wasn't any reason to be out, then you just didn't, I don't think. I mean, so the forecast at least doesn't have any. We've got fog out there this morning, so be aware of that. If you're driving through some fog-prone areas, it really wasn't that heavy. Coming in a little while ago, but that stuff kind of settles in sometimes.
Thickened up as I headed towards college.
Yeah, I got it. I get into that too. And it was the perfect day to sit inside and watch football yesterday. Just
it was.
Not
it was
just a technical turn, mind you, but yesterday was just blah.
Yeah, there's no reason to. Well, the whole weekend pretty much was that
way. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Anyway, the fog gets out of here about 9 o'clock this morning, we think, and the winds will be north. About 50 for a high, but we still don't see the sun. Maybe a little bit of that tomorrow. Not on Wednesday. Right now, as it stands, we get to see the sun again on Thursday. So
we're done with freezing for a bit?
Nah, going to freeze on Wednesday night is what they're telling us right now. We'll be just kind of around it. But, you know, lots of folks all over the state had all sorts of problems. Well, all over the nation had all sorts of problems with that. So nice to be able to look at that and go, yeah, sucks to be them.
there you go. So 20 years ago, well, let's see, dude, we'll talk about that later.
An ultrasound technician in China has been suspended after erroneously reporting that a one-year-old boy was pregnant. Hello?
Excuse me?
Hello? I mean, at some point, doesn't an alarm go off? At first, the father of the one-year-old was scared. He said, I couldn't understand how my boy can carry another baby. Only after persistent questioning did the technician reluctantly realize his mistake. Okay, I'm not in favor of Obamacare, but I'm guessing it's better than ChinaCare. Just saying, you know. I don't know if they have an official name of that, but ChinaCare, that wouldn't work.
Watching your wallet. AutoNation, the largest auto retailer, has launched a new service that will allow you to get closer than ever to buying a new car or truck entirely online. AutoNation isn't the first auto retailer to give you that option, but with more than 240 stores nationwide, it's by far the largest. Smart Choice Express is underway in South Florida and will be available across the company's network in 2015. The Journal's Joe White says the service is being touted as a time saver.
Their plan is to make it so that a customer can get online, shop for a vehicle, reserve a vehicle, go down to the store the next day or the day after, and with the paperwork that they have completed online, spend less than half an hour at the store and drive out with a new car or a truck.
At first, AutoNation service won't let customers secure financing, value a trade-in, or complete all the sales paperwork online, but those functions should be available by the end of the year. Once the service is fully up and running, you should be able to complete a purchase online and make an appointment to pick up your vehicle. Watching your wallet. I'm Jennifer Kishinka at the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. And what better way to warm up after a long, cold weekend than Warm Fuzzy Monday? Doesn't sound as good as Warm Fuzzy Friday, but here we go anyway. 11-year-old Molly McKinney lives in Hannibal, Missouri. If the name sounds familiar, that's where Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn were based with Mark Twain. Well, she suffers from a life-threatening disorder called ataxia, which attacks the central nervous system. She recently asked the Make-A-Wish Foundation to send her to Disney World, but she couldn't travel because of her condition, so the Make-A-Wish people and her mom started planning something else. Day before yesterday, Molly and her family showed up at a local restaurant for dinner, just like you would any other time. But a crowd of supporters with signs were standing outside in the freezing rain waiting for them. Then, local firefighters escorted her upstairs, where she got to watch a fireworks display that was just for her. And like most little girls, she loves princesses. So, the mayor dubbed her Princess of Hannibal, Missouri. And since she couldn't go to Disney World, a bunch of beauty queens from local pageants were there to hang out with her. Molly's mom said they'd been putting this all together since this past November and described the whole night as fabulous, and says it was a complete surprise to Molly. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, who've got a shooting range you can go shoot at, concrete pads, all covered, two pistol bays, one with metal targets, and a long-range bay for the rifles. Plus, they've got the Gun Corps guarantee, and they get new stuff in all the time. Go see them in their brand-new location on Texas Avenue, right across the street from the Kettle, in the same shopping center as Prospectors, or you can always find them online at gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
As a former two-sport college athlete, I know what I'm supposed to do to get in shape. I just don't have the gumption sometimes to do it. Not to mention getting bored with just, air quotes, working out. Well, I've remedied both of those situations. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Let me tell you about my friends at Brazos Valley MMA. It works. I'm down over 20 pounds now in 2 full pant sizes. Matt is my personal trainer. We meet 3 times a week. We work together to figure out what I want to accomplish and how best to get there. You can join a gym this year and have money come out of your account each month, or you can get a personal trainer at BVMMA and actually get results. Personal training gives you accountability and personalized fitness specifically for your body and personality. I've had more fun, yes, actual fun, working out with Matt than I ever have going to your stock and standard gym. No membership fee, don't have to be a member of BVMMA to do personal training. When you start with Brazos Valley MMA, your first session, including a 30-minute fitness consultation and diet assessment with certified personal trainer, my buddy Matt, is taken care of. And for the month of January only, your first session is completely free. To find out more, go to BVMMA.com.
Good morning, it's 627. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. As far as the numbers are concerned, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 50 for a high temperature today. That'll be, gosh, almost warm, huh? North winds about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Fog should dissipate about 9 o'clock, we would think. Tonight, 39 is our low. Tomorrow, about 46 for the high. And mostly cloudy. May see a little bit of sunshine, is what they're telling us. 37 tomorrow night. Showers back in the forecast, but only 20% on Wednesday with a high. Again, middle 40s. Have a little freeze on Wednesday night. Then the sun. Get the sunshine back, they say, on Thursday with a high temperature of about 50. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 9, so our chill factor is 39. We have 100% humidity with that fog and mist out there, and the air temperature is 43.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Your mental state and thought process can sometimes become your own worst enemy. What can you do about it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
And now, for GEICO's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to GEICO and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there's gonna have a different kind of meltdown.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
Over the course of our lives, we can all develop mental habits that can really get in the way. For example, feeling sorry for yourself.
Self-pity is one of those things that keeps us focused on the problem rather than the solution. So while it might be easy to sit home on the couch and feel bad about something that's going on in our lives, it doesn't do anything to make the situation better.
Psychotherapist Amy Morin, author of the book 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do.
Even when there are times where we can't solve the problem or you can't fix something, we can at least change our attitude. And so to be able to get out and go do things and to be grateful for what you have, even if it feels like you didn't get handed a fair deal in life, can go a long way to making your life as good as it possibly can be.
Another thing is that mentally strong people
don't try to please everyone. I think so often we want to make other people happy or we want to be liked. And when we're worried about making other people happy, you can't possibly live according to your values.
Mentally strong people are also good at calculating risk, which is a real skill because
often we think that the more afraid we feel, the bigger the risk it must be. But that's not true. We're actually terrible at calculating risk. And we have no idea what sorts of things in life are actually dangerous and what isn't. But we often make those judgments based on how we feel.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is declining $96,000 in additional funding from the City of Bryan. CVB President Shannon Overby sent an email asking to keep the original funding request of $238,000.
We certainly are very pleased in the faith that the council has in the CVB and our marketing efforts. Should the council wish to amend our budget to increase it, we certainly want to have some time to regroup and amend our marketing plan so that we can make sure we get the best use of that money.
Overby says the increase reflected unexpected growth in Bryan's hotel occupancy tax collections last year.
It is specifically state mandated on how it can be spent to do more marketing and bring in more visitors in the future, but it doesn't mean that you just give us money, we're just going to spend it. We want to make sure that we put some thought to it, collaborate with our funding partners, with our tourism community here, and make sure that we identify the areas that we would spend that additional fund.
The City Council, which voted 4-3 last month for more CVB money, takes action on the agency's contract tomorrow night. Bryan police believe the city's second murder of the new year was the result of domestic violence. The victim, 40-year-old Stephen Shivers, was found stabbed to death in his home on Jaguar, located near West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Police arrested 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins, where she remains held in the Brazos County Jail. Police have not released who reported the death, the reason they believe a domestic dispute led to the stabbing, and how Jenkins was found at an undisclosed location outside the city limits. Recent arrests by College Station police includes two theft cases. Two officers on patrol Thursday night checking out what the arrest report described as a high-crime area near the intersection of Southwest Parkway and Dartmouth caught two Bryan men accused of stealing fencing. 31-year-old Myron Evans and 36-year-old Larry Kennedy are accused of taking 15 pieces of 6x6 landscape fencing from the Eastmark Apartments. Jail records indicate it's the eighth time Kennedy has been arrested in the last 2 years. College Station police responding Friday morning to the report of a suspicious person at an apartment complex to an arrest on multiple charges and the recovery of a backpack full of what's believed to be stolen items. 23-year-old Christopher Edwards, who according to the arrest report was at the Loft Apartments for a tour, was arrested for two vehicle burglaries, theft, possessing an illegal knife described as a silver metal star-shaped object with 8 sharp points, marijuana possession, and public intoxication. The list of recovered property is online at WTAW.com. Tomorrow morning's Brazos County Commission meeting includes discussion and possible vote on the future of railroad crossings near Welburn.
Union Pacific's legal department has signed off on the proposed contract. The railroad, which will be putting in a side rail south of Welburn, continues to offer building a new crossing on Greens Prairie Trail next to Welburn Road. That's if the county closes crossings at Wade and Straub Roads. State highway officials have also announced participating in improving the intersection of Greens Prairie Trail and Welburn Road. If the commission approves the contract, County Judge Dwayne Peter says negotiations would start on acquiring the land to extend Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGM. The contract does not give a deadline for the county to get the right-of-way or when UP will start construction on the side rail that will cross the roads the railroad once closed. Tomorrow's possible action follows a presentation at last Friday's Citizens for Welburn annual meeting and two public hearings last month held by the county and the railroad. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Community college officials nationwide want to know more about the president's call for giving students a free ride for 2 years. Among the questions at Blinn College, according to spokesman Richard Bray, is whether that will include workforce education and certification programs.
It's important to remember that with community colleges, it isn't just about picking up that associate's degree. It's also about workforce training, healthcare training. We offer a lot of programs outside of what you would consider the typical academic pathway toward an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree.
Bray says they appreciate the attention from the White House.
We're very pleased that the president and the White House recognize the contribution that community colleges make, not just in their communities, but to the local economy, to society, and the White House's interest in placing an emphasis on community colleges is certainly commendable.
The White House did reveal states will have a financial stake above the $60 billion cost to the federal government over a 10-year period. Among the political showdowns taking place in Washington involves the Keystone XL pipeline. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says his gut tells him the Senate has enough votes to override a presidential veto.
This is a very popular project among the American people. I mean, it's got 70 to 80% approval among the American people, including unions.
Flores says the House has enough votes to override a veto, something that is disputed by Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 44 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning, it's 6:38, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They bring you Lennox products to keep your family comfortable all year long. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
More cool weather in the forecast for today for the area. We'll have fog this morning, otherwise cloudy, with highs close to 50 this afternoon. Lots of clouds for tonight. Could see a shower come through, lows overnight 35 to 40. Cloudy, the chance of a shower tomorrow, highs only near 45. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Clouds will linger across the area Wednesday. High temperatures will be up around 45 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That there was a war. They did not quit, did not stop.
That's head coach for Kentucky, John Calipari, on the Aggies. We'll have more on that game as well as the ladies' game from yesterday at Reed Arena against LSU. The NFL playoffs are in full swing and more all coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
You know, it's a dance. They do. The coach comes in who wins and says, you know, they did a great job. I'm a big fan of their coach, yada, 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 because one of these days they may be in that position.
Uh-huh.
If you saw him talking to Clark Kellogg, CBS, John Calipari said, you know, we're not very good. That's the first thing.
He started the press conference with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But said that Billy Gay did everything he had to do to get the team ready, and apparently he and Kennedy are actually kind of friends.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, they coached in the same state for a long time.
Yeah.
They know each other. Anyway, yeah, it was a great show. It really was. It was good to have that happen.
Yeah.
After the embarrassment of
Alabama.
Yeah. Because Alabama's known to be a basketball powerhouse. Anyway, hey, everybody has those days when you just don't show up for work, so yep. We understand that.
No, we never do that here.
No, not us.
Never any dead air or stumbles ever.
By the way, just kind of while we're still on sports a little bit.
Okay.
Today is the anniversary of the guarantee.
Oh, that's right.
When Joe Namath guaranteed that the New York Jets would beat the mighty and established Baltimore Colts. That was Super Bowl III.
The proverbial called shot.
Yeah, they were the Colts were more than a 2-touchdown favorite, and the Jets did in fact win. So there you go.
And speaking of Alabama,
yeah, and that was the first game. That was the first game that was called the Super Bowl. They hadn't really come up with that yet, and
they hated it.
Yeah, they did. In the
NFL
beginning.
Hated it.
Well, because they thought it would be, college. Goofy that was.
They thought of it as a college game.
Yeah, they wanted it to be the AFL-NFL World Championship. Yeah, right, sure, fine, whatever. Okay. So it's the second week of the 114th Congress. Now we're not going to talk about that in a minute. So let me see. What was Joe Biden doing that he couldn't get on an airplane to go to Paris? I mean, can you tell me that? Was he doing something more important than that? I'm not saying that the president had to be there. But when you do have the French president, you have the chancellor of Germany, and you have the prime minister of Israel, and you have the Mahmoud Abbas, you have Prime Minister David Cameron. I understand it's a shorter trip for them to get to Paris, but you can't put somebody more than your ambassador to France in this front line as these people locked arms and again it was ceremonial, but.
If there was ever an event tailor-made for Eric Holder,
yeah,
that was it.
Well, he was there.
Oh, was he?
He was in town.
Okay, I didn't see that one.
He was in Paris.
And he didn't go?
But he didn't go. No, he had other stuff to do. No, we sent our ambassador to France. Our ambassador. Okay.
It's probably in part because the future must not belong to those who slander everyone in the but the prophet of Islam.
Yeah. Several media folks noticed this whole thing. I mean, what happened was the White House said, well, we made a lot of public statements. The president made a lot of statements, and he called President Hollande, so there. And he sent condolences to them, and he actually got out of the White House and went to the French embassy for a condolence stop. I guess that's what it is. A condolence stop. I thought it was a continent stop, but it was a condolence stop. Anyway, several media folks noticed, among them Jake Tapper, who said, quote, I don't mean this as criticism of the Obama administration.
Because I would never do that as Jake Tapper.
No. But as an American, I do wish we were better represented in this beautiful procession of world leaders. And that's saying it pretty
wow,
well.
Wow, that is diplomatic.
It was. Well, you know, he's got to get in there. And
I understand.
Get his question answered next time. Now.
Or not.
For their part, though, the White House just wants you to know that the president and 40 other world leaders are planning a global security summit next month to highlight the efforts on trying to prevent violent extremists from radicalizing, recruiting, and inspiring individuals or groups in U.S. America. I think they all these countries ought to send their ambassadors to that meeting. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of in your face. And let me see. we're gonna have that at the White House where they can't even lock the front gate. And we're talking about security,
yep.
But that's fine. Yeah, that's okay.
I heard an interesting take on the radicalization on a lot of these young men.
Uh-huh.
Say kids. It's the perfect storm. As, you know, as a kid growing up, that rock and roll music and, you know, death metal and all that other stuff.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Where that's not really a thing. They actually are learning something, and it's easier to look turn around and tell mom I'm going to church.
Well, you
in
know,
essence, because that's what they're doing.
And I had a mainstream preacher tell me this, and this was, again, this years ago. This is two decades ago. Because I asked him, what was the allure to satanic worship? What was it? And at that time, and again, this is 20 years ago, though, he's saying that young people needed to feel vital and fulfilled. They needed to feel, you know, ginned up about something. And, you know, obviously we now have mainstream churches that have electric music, that have, you know, that is a young people's type service for that very reason, so that they can connect to that feeling that you want. You want that to be really a better feeling than what Islam does or what satanic worship does. But yes, that's right. They feel energized by that. But there's also a sense in Europe of frustration because they have allowed it to become so difficult for young people to be able to advance, okay? And I understand and don't agree with what the Obama administration is doing to guarantee a college education to kids. But you have to know that there's so many people in Europe who are not getting college educations. And if you remember, it was about 3 years ago, they were turning over cars in Paris and burning them. And it all had to do with the frustration of young people saying, I have no future here. I have no future here. And the government apparently turning what they thought was a deaf ear to that. And I'm not saying that this is an offshoot of that, because this was an attack on a satirical publication in France. But
well, it was also an attack on that kosher restaurant, which I think is largely being left out of it too, because was its shot directly at the Jews.
Sure, and that was, you know, that what that happened. What happened is I'm guessing people know the two terrorists had gone off to, I think, a paper factory, and the police were descending on them, and almost at the same time, this third guy, who was a friend of the first two, went into the deli and killed those people. So we end up with 17 dead from these two incidents.
Correct.
And so, you know, obviously they have to look at that. But one of the other things that they've done, it's interesting, is in France they have just put in a new anti-terrorism law, in less than a week old, as a matter of fact. Now, one of the things that they are trying to also do is make sure that the prisons aren't hotbeds for this, because that's part of the system as well. So, and that's something that we need to be looking at in the United States. So we've got a lot of fronts we've got to go to on this thing, a lot of fronts we have to go to. And, again, I'm sorry that the United States chose not to be there. This is a great opportunity, too, if you care, to, for instance, just, if you want to, just bust on over to the BBC website. See how they are telling the story.
So remarkably different.
As opposed to how CNN tells the story, or Fox tells the story, or Google News, or wherever you go to get that. It's a little bit closer to the action over there, and you get a chance to at least get a different feel for that. And so there you are. All right, 6:47. And we got sports coming up after Neil.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Brent Patterson. I am a FiberMax grower. I farm around Whiteface, Texas. We planted FiberMax 2334 GLT this year on a center pivot, and it yielded 2.5 to 3 bales under that pivot. Most times on our pivots, we aim to make 2 bales or 2 bales plus, so we're very happy with the yield that the FiberMax 2334 GLT did. We'll definitely plant it next year. In fact, this year we have it on a drip patch, and it looks better than the 3 bales, so the potential is definitely there for the 2334.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you were to poll Texas nurserymen, they'd tell you many of their customers come in with the very same questions. I've assembled a few of the most important current ones in the hopes that they'll be of help as we serve out the balance of the winter. I'll be back with Gardener's Most Asked Questions from Winter right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So we're talking about some of the most asked questions of late winter. Here's one. When is the best time to prune my plants? Well, actually, the question is generally asked on behalf of one specific type of plant. Fruit trees should be pruned soon before they begin to bud out. Shade trees, summer flowering trees, shrubs and vines, evergreens, and bush roses are pruned no later than mid-February. Climbing roses are pruned immediately after they finish flowering, as are spring flowering shrubs and vines. Blackberries are pruned immediately after you finish harvesting the fruit. Remember, in all cases of pruning, whether it's trees, crepe myrtles, or any other landscaping plant, there is never justification for topping those plants. Never top a crepe myrtle. If you're ever in doubt, don't prune. What can I do to get rid of ugly winter weeds in my lawn? That's a question I hear all the time. Many of the unsightly weeds are broadleafed, non-grassy weeds, including dandelions and henbit, chickweed, clover, thistles, and a lot of others. You can use a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D as a spray to eliminate them. Follow label directions for temperature and rainfall carefully for the best results. On the other hand, if you have grassy weeds, there's nothing you can do for this generation of the plants. You need to put out a pre-emergent in early September this fall for next year's winter grassy weeds. How can I eliminate mistletoe from the branches of my tree? Will it do any major damage? Mistletoe is a parasitic plant, so it does do damage. In some cases, it can cause such distorted growth of the tree's branches that it can cause serious problems. Your best hope will be to prune it out the first winter that you see it, before the plants get rooted really well into the wood of the branches. In fact, if you wait a year or two longer, the branches themselves will become large, and removal of the mistletoe will require major surgery. Unfortunately, we have no chemical control of mistletoe. What's the best way to improve my soil before the spring plantings begin? No matter where you live in all of this life, and no matter what type of soil you're gardening in, organic matter will always be the best thing you can add to it. It will loosen tight clay soils. It helps sands hold moisture and nutrients. It's best to use a blend of several types of organic matter, whether it's peat moss or well-rotted manure, compost, shredded pine bark mulch. A little bit of each of those is a great idea. When is the best time to plant new trees and shrubs? Well, this is a great time to transplant them, dig them, and move them, but you can plant 12 months a year. I'm Neil Sperry, getting kids into gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Tyler Ulis put number one Kentucky ahead with a three-pointer deep into double overtime, and the Wildcats stayed unbeaten, holding off Texas A&M 70-64 on Saturday. A&M coach Billy Kennedy was impressed with the freshman.
Did a good job making some plays when they had to. Ulis's three was huge. It's a pretty strong weapon when you get a freshman point guard that can come in and hit a big three.
Now, the Aggies didn't score a basket in the first overtime, but made 4 of 6 free throws to stay in it. A&M played without leading scorer Jalen Jones, who missed his second straight game with a sprained ankle, and Kentucky coach John Calipari made note of that following the game.
Billy did everything he was supposed to give them a chance to win, and we kind of got lucky and walk out with a W. But think about this, Texas A&M without their best player, you know, that there was a war. They did not quit, did not stop.
The Aggies' two-game homestand continues as they host Mississippi State tomorrow night at Reed Arena. Tip-off scheduled for 8 o'clock. The number 9 Texas A&M women's basketball team outscored LSU by 14 in the second half to secure a 55-48 win over the Tigers yesterday at Reed. The Aggies found themselves down 25-18 at the break, but scored the first 5 points of the second half and eventually knotted things up at 31. Coach Gary Blair said the ladies had to stay scrappy to keep in the game.
That's all it took was guts. There was no X's and O's at halftime. It was gut check time, trying to live up to who we're supposed to be. We had a lot of players not play very well in the first half, but they responded. like a championship team is supposed to be.
The Ladies now are 15-3 and 3-1 in the SEC and return to Reed Arena next Sunday after a much-needed week off. They'll tip things off against Ole Miss at 4 o'clock. And by the way, the Gary Blair Radio Show returns this evening at Wings and More on University Drive from 6 to 7, and you can catch that on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Call it payback or karma, but folks in Detroit are chuckling a bit. The Packers and Cowboys put on quite a show in the NFL playoffs last night. Like the Cowboys' last game, this game was marked by controversy as a late fourth-quarter call took the win away from the Cowboys, according to at least some. Dallas Cowboys thought they had the go-ahead score when Dez Bryant seemingly caught the ball in the end zone, then called timeout to kill the clock. The Packers contested the call, and the reception was denied because Bryant failed to have possession of the ball. The Pack edged the Pokes 26-21, and head coach Jason Garrett obviously thought the catch was a catch.
The outset, it looked to me like he had 3 feet down. And, you know, what they described to us all the time was a move common to the game. And, you know, Dez reached out for the goal line like he's done so many times. And it's a signature play for him. He maintained possession of it throughout, in my opinion.
Over now in the AFC playoff game, Andrew Luck threw for 2 touchdowns as the Indianapolis Colts beat the Denver Broncos 24-13 to earn the right to face the Pats at the AFC championship game. Luck said they were all ready for the Pats as well.
I'd like to think I'm a better quarterback. I'd like to think we're a better team, more well-equipped to handle the unknown, the unforeseen. I think we've got a bunch of good football players. And a chance to go up to New England and play them and get another crack at it is awesome. And then, you know, we'll make sure to try and take full advantage of it and do what we can.
Peyton Manning finished with 211 yards and a turnover after being sacked. He had a fumble. He hedged his bets about returning next season. So it's all set. The Green Bay Packers head to CenturyLink Field to take on Seattle at 2:05 on Sunday. Indy goes to New England at Gillette Stadium at 5:40 on Sunday. We'll keep it in the NFL for a second as Rex Ryan will become the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills after 6 seasons with the New York Jets. A person familiar with the discussions told the Associated Press Ryan agreed to the job after his second interview. In NCAA hoops, second-ranked Duke, number 4 Wisconsin, and number 7 Arizona were all beaten on the road yesterday. The Blue Devils had been 14-0 until Trevor Lacy dropped in 21 points and NC State shot 55% to knock over Duke 87-75. Rutgers rolled the Badgers 67-62, and Langston Morris Walker made the go-ahead layup with 26 seconds left, lifting Oregon State over number 7 Arizona 58-56. And by the way, in an unusual coincidence, all of the NBA and NHL Lone Star teams had the night off last night. It's the moment a lot have been waiting for. The college football national championship game is tonight live from Jerry World. The excitement generated by the first college football playoff has bubbled over to the betting window. Heading into today's game, the college football playoff national championship, featuring Oregon and Ohio State, was on pace to be the most heavily bet college football game ever. The Ducks-Buckeyes will attract 20% of the amount wagered on a Super Bowl, which, by the way, last season was a record at $119-plus million. Oregon was favored by 6 over the Bucks at most books heading into today's game. And finally, the number 10 Texas A&M men's tennis team won 8 matches on both days at the Rancho Santa Fe, California tournament. The Maroon and White tallied wins over representatives from number 14 Notre Dame, number 15 California, and host number 32 San Diego. Sunday's final round was canceled due to inclement weather. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Some fog out there. Hopefully it'll burn off by starting about 9 o'clock. Then tonight, 39s are low. Cloudy tomorrow. will be in the middle 40s, 36 the low on Tuesday night. 20% chance of showers on Wednesday, and maybe a freeze on Wednesday night. We'll see. Sunshine comes back on Thursday. There you go. 51 will be the high. It's 43 right now. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.